Kale Gundy's daughter blasts Brent Venables over father's resignation. By Dylan Nguyen on August 9, 2022. An already bizarre story about a coach resigning after reading a shameful word off a computer is taking yet another bizarre turn. Kale Gundy, the former Oklahoma wide receivers coach who abruptly resigned on Sunday after reading a shameful and hurtful word off of a player's computer, is now getting some help from someone close to home, his daughter. In a since-deleted tweet, Kale Gundy's daughter, Kat Gundy, ripped Oklahoma's head coach Brent Venables, claiming that he silenced his players in the immediate aftermath of her father's shameful utterance, whatever it may have been. On Sunday, Kale Gundy confessed to unintentionally reading an offensive term from a player's iPad and informed his followers of his resignation. Venables followed his former assistant's tweet with one of his own. Except, this time, Venables claimed that Gundy uttered the offensive word not once, but multiple times. Kat Gundy captioned Venables' tweet and charged the coach with silencing players while informing him that the truth would come out. While it's unknown exactly what Gundy said and how many times he said it, the room was packed with players, presumably, they could tell us exactly what happened. However, none have come forward to say what was said or how many times it was said. A fact that, on its face, would seem to lend credibility to Kat Gundy's claim that the players have been silenced. It's also bizarre that Venables would go to such lengths to stress that Gundy said the slur not once, but multiple times. What is there to gain from that? He already had Gundy's resignation. Why kick the guy who is already down? Is Venables trying to make Gundy unhireable? Why? And, of course, why haven't players who have been openly encouraged to speak out on every political and social issue under the sun been allowed to give their side of the story? No one knows for sure what happened in that meeting room. But one thing is for sure, there's a lot more going on here than just the unintentional utterance of a slur.